Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. You may notice the absence of Kennedy this morning. If you don't know why she's here, go back and listen to yesterday's show. That will give you a clue. We're going to hear from Meghan Trainor and Jewel on the podcast today. Jewel tells us how she forgot that she played with Led Zeppelin. And then we play a slight prank on Meghan Trainor's mom. Also, apparently there are some stragglers when it comes to Salt's wedding and the invitations. Poor Salt can't seem to buy a refrigerator. And I've also realized that my wife is in charge and living her best life. Let's take a listen back. You remember this moment, Salt?
And why don't we do one more?
One more.
Oh my God. I didn't say anything yet. Hey.
Is it for someone else?
Sarah Iverson for Cillian. I love you more than anything in this world. Would you do me the honor of letting me be your husband?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's perfect.
So when was that? That was back, was that November, December? When did you propose?
Doesn't ring a bell. I don't even remember that. That was Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Salt proposed to his then-girlfriend, Sarah. They are now technically married, but the ceremony's coming up.
We're doing the big ceremony. We eloped back in the end of March.
Right.
And right now, we're in it. It's under a month away.
I love how he rubs his eyes like, in it.
No, because when you talk about this wedding, it's just... it's crazy. We wanted something simple, and that's what we're trying to do, but just all the crazy little details that you got to deal with. And right now, the biggest pain in the butt are people who have not gotten back to us with the invites. I don't care if you're coming. Just tell me yes or no. That's all I need to know, because I got to get numbers to the caterer. Mm-hmm. I got to get numbers to the venue. I got to get all of this stuff. I got to know if you're eating chicken or fish or vegetarian. We've given you options.
Did Kennedy?
Oh, no, not chicken. I mean prime rib.
Did
prime rib
Kennedy fish. RSVP?
Kennedy was one of the first. Annie, she was Dan, Mike Morgan.
Producer Mike, did you RSVP?
Hell yeah, it said prime rib.
Yeah.
I haven't put down on bringing my wife.
Everybody has, everybody on the show has RSVP'd except for Carson.
What?
Can I have his prime rib?
Let's put it.
And, okay. And look, I know I was being, a jerk about this by, addressing the envelope for you and, stamping it and doing all of that.
The envelope is already stamped and addressed.
I was so presumptuous, making it literally, you just have to put a check mark next to something. I'm sorry to put you out, sir.
I want to apologize on behalf of my wife. She is the worst. My wife
said... oh, this is her?
Yep. My wife said she would take care of it, that she would put it in the mail. She filled out what we were having. I never even saw the invitation. I heard they were beautiful. I never saw them. You gave it
to me. I handed it right to you.
But it was in the envelope.
I handed the invitation to you.
But I am irresponsible, so I gave it to the responsible person in my relationship, which is my wife, Lana.
Oh, my God.
And she said, and you know what she said to me, Salt? I'll take care of it.
Do you know how many people have not responded to my wedding out of all of the invites, Mike?
37.
No. Two.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You're the two.
Yikes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I just clarify one thing, because my wife's listening and texting me?
Yeah. Right.
When I said I even invited my wife, or I'm bringing my wife, I meant so I can eat her prime rib, not like I'm just bringing her out for once. I just want all the prime rib.
No other stragglers, except for the guy I literally sit next to every day.
Sorry about that. By the way, we will be there.
Unless it's in the mail, it don't count.
Mm. Well, I handed it to you. That doesn't count.
That's not
I don't
mail.
Know what you're talking about.
I handed it to you.
I don't know what's
We're staying at a lovely campground right near where you're getting married.
You might be having some vegetarian meal.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Okay, before I get to the Julie Chen story, I want to talk a little bit about Demi Lovato. So we've all been keeping track of what's going on with Demi Lovato, who is reportedly right now in rehab. But listen to this. The man who admittedly gave her the drugs that led to her overdose,
yeah,
is now a wanted man.
Thank God.
The LA County DA's office tells us the judge issued a bench warrant for Brandon Johnson, but not for Demi. It's for his June arrest for cocaine possession and DUI. The court clerk says Johnson was a no-show for his arraignment Monday. So the judge wants him hauled in to face the music. We're told once Johnson's arrested, his bail will be set at
$26,000. That's it?
Yeah,
if you saw, because TMZ had pictures of what was found during his arrest, mm-hmm. that arrest, it was insane. There was tons of cash, guns, drugs.
Yeah.
26 grand, that's it?
He openly admitted on camera that he hooked up Demi with aftermarket pills and got high with her in the hours leading up to her OD. He won't be arrested or even investigated for his role in that incident. This has to do with something else. Okay, Sesame Street writer says Bert and Ernie are gay. The show says they are not. This is such a weird story to me.
It's very odd.
It looks like the cat's out of the bag, or in this case, the puppet's out of the closet. Or is it? According to a former writer for Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie are actually a gay couple. When asked about whether he thought the two were romantically linked, Mark Saltzman, who joined the show as a writer in 1984, says yes, at least in my mind. I always felt that without a huge agenda, it was just in my head. When I was writing Bert and Ernie, they were. I didn't have any other way to contextualize them. It's worth mentioning, however, that he admittedly linked Bert and Ernie's supposed relationship to his own love life.
Yeah.
Okay.
His partner was like a film editor and stuff like that. And he said that the two of them, they really were their personalities.
A guy named Arnold Glassman.
Yeah.
One more thing. Sesame Workshop has taken to Twitter. In a statement, they maintain their stance, as we've always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. They are identified as male characters and possess many human traits. They are, after all, just puppets.
I thought all the puppets were just asexual. Like, it just doesn't really.
All right, let's get to the Julie Chen story. During yesterday's episode of The Talk, Julie Chen said her goodbyes in a pre-recorded video message.
I have been at The Talk since the day it started 9 years ago, and the cast, crew, and staff have become family to me over the years. But right now, I need to spend more time at home with my husband and our young son. So I've decided to leave The Talk.
While she made no mention of the scandal surrounding her husband, Les Moonves, she said she's leaving to spend more time with him and their son at home. She thanked the fans at home for the privilege of letting her into their home every day. She started to choke up a little bit as she thanked the show's behind-the-scenes crew. She also sent a message to each of her co-hosts individually. I think she did that on social media. She closed out the message. She praised the show for the sisterhood it stands for, which she knows will keep going strong. Mm-hmm. She says, and I quote, "Ladies, you got this, and I'm proud to call you my friends. I love you." One more thing. If The Talk is looking for a quick Julie Chen replacement, Claudia Jordan says she's available. The former Real Housewives of Atlanta star says she'd be great on the show, and she wants CBS to holler at her.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So I heard it only took Julie 3 takes to get that video right.
So we've got Meghan Trainor coming in, Jewel, Alessia Cara, and a new artist by the name of Bryn Elliott. It's an all-female lineup this Saturday at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. So we'll do those VIP tickets in just a moment. I have some funny audio where we played a phone prank on Meghan Trainor's mom. But before we get to that, I want to go back to when we were interviewing Jewel a couple of weeks ago. If you missed this, it was pretty funny because I had brought up the fact that she had played Mixfest back in the 90s, and she had played with Stevie Nicks, and she said she didn't remember playing with Stevie Nicks, and then tells us a really funny story about how she doesn't even remember being on tour with Led Zeppelin.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember her being at that Mixfest. You know what's hard about some of these is, as musicians, we come in separately,
mm-hmm.
and it's too bad we don't get to hang out. I've really worked on that over my career, because sometimes people come in and they're in their own little camps, and we all sing at different times. We don't get to hang out. It's too bad. But I love Stevie. I've hung out with her other times. And guess what? I just found out the other night that I was at a charity fundraiser event where Roger Daltrey was playing. And
I love him.
His tour manager came up to me, and he... he said that I toured with Jimmy and Robert, and in my head I'm going, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. I don't remember touring with Led Zeppelin. But you guys, that's a problem. I've never done drugs. I've never drank. I think this thing from Alaska, I didn't know who Led Zeppelin was at the time.
What?
And it just didn't register. And She goes, you don't remember walking through the green room and the things Jimmy Page would say to you? I was like,
what?
You toured with Led Zeppelin and you don't remember. One of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
Oh my God.
And you don't remember.
I want to go back in time.
Were you like, literally just like, Roger, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. What was Roger? Roger? Is that with a D or a G?
That's amazing. What a great story.
That's hilarious.
How do you forget performing with Led Zeppelin and being on tour with Led Zeppelin?
I don't even know.
You gotta, like,
it's insane.
And she doesn't drink or do drugs. That's the thing. Like, if you were, you know, you're high, okay, I get it.
So this was an interview that we did with Meghan Trainor. I think it was 2014, and All About That Bass was the number one song in the country.
I think that day it literally just happened.
We had just gotten the paperwork that said she had sold 200,000 copies of that song.
It
was number one in Boston. It was number one in the country. So we wanted to call her mom, her mom and her dad owned a jewelry store on Nantucket. She grew up Cape Cod in Nantucket. So we got the phone number, and this is the moment from when we started dialing to call Meghan Trainor's mom. Okay, I'll take lead
on this.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'll take lead on this.
Yeah, I heard the ringtone. That's awesome. Jewel of the Isle. Mama!
Is Kelly there, please?
Hold on one moment.
Okay, Megan, don't say anything. Shh, we're going to have a little fun with her. Shh, shh, shh.
I have a phone for you.
Yeah, don't say anything, okay? Maybe try.
Hello?
Yes, Kelly, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Kelly. I'd like to buy some jewelry, and I heard you were the woman to go to.
Okay.
So here's the occasion. It's for a young woman. She's not quite 21 yet, and she just had this really big news dropped on her. It's a congratulatory gift, if you will.
Okay.
What would you recommend?
What would I recommend for somebody with a big event?
It's not an event. They're a singer, and they have like the number one song in the country now.
The number one song in the country. Well, I'd have to think really hard on what she would like. What's your name, by the way?
This is Carson from the Carson and Kennedy Show on Mix 104.1 in Boston.
Oh, hello.
Megan, are you there?
Megan, please help me out here.
I love you so much.
I know.
She hates this so much.
Megan later told us that she actually texted her mom ahead of time and just said, hey, answer the phone, but warning.
Just play.
Right.
Just play along.
So she kind of knew. It wasn't as good as what we thought it was going to be because she clued her in a little bit. I realized yesterday, Saul.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
I can no longer put my foot down in my house. I have lost complete and utter control. So
this means like you actually had control.
Semblance
of control.
I'm not going to say that I had control of our house, but I definitely feel like it was a 50-50 thing between my wife and
I.
That if we were going to buy something, there was a conversation. If it crossed a certain threshold for price,
I got you.
That we would talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about buying these really expensive basketball shoes. What are your thoughts? Well, how much are they? Oh, I hate them, or I liked them, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can afford it. No, we're trying to do this, whatever. We would have that conversation.
Yeah. Just being fiscally responsible.
I don't know if we're fiscally responsible. Most times we just say yes. But at least we were telling one another that we were going to do this, right?
Just making them aware.
Right. Hey, I'm going to be stupid and buy these shoes I shouldn't buy.
Get those Yeezys.
Exactly. No, I bought the fake Yeezys.
The Feezys, yes.
The Feezys. Right.
So the other day, we're going out, and she pulls out a couple of boxes of shoes.
Were they hidden?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
And I can tell they've never been opened before. And she's got this grin on her face like the cat that just ate the canary.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like the design. What's Tory Burch? Is that the?
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, where did those come from? She's like, I bought them. And I'm like.
Ask a stupid question.
Right? And I'm like, when did you buy them? A while ago. And I'm like, and why are there three different boxes? She's like, because I bought three different pair.
She needed one in each color.
Yeah, duh. You're asking all the obvious.
She knows what I'm asking.
You got to just come right out and say, did you buy three pairs of very expensive shoes?
Which is what I was saying. And she wouldn't answer that question.
A lot of subtext.
She don't care.
She didn't care. That was the look she had on her face.
Because the credit card went through.
And so I
swipe, swipe.
I didn't think much about it.
Yeah.
And then I came home the other day and her friend is there. And it doesn't click in my head. And I go to leave. And I realize there's Botox happening in my house.
Okay.
And again,
this isn't the first time. Your wife has parties like that all the time.
My wife has been doing Botox for a minute.
Now, was this just a one-off session with just
So normally Lana she'll tell me, friend. Hey, just a heads up, I'm getting Botox. There's some people coming over.
Nurse botulism comes on over.
Right. My wife, because she's like the Avon lady, she gets a deal a little bit because she sets up other, you know, but she's not even telling me anymore. Like, so I say to her, I'm like, are you getting Botox? She doesn't even answer me and leaves.
In her defense, she just had Botox. She probably couldn't talk.
It's a little tight.
So she then, couldn't move any of her face muscles.
So then like 10 hours later, she's like, oh, did you ask me if I was getting Botox?
Sorry.
I was like, yeah, 10 hours ago, and you just ignored me and kept walking.
Is that a side effect, Botox?
She's an icon. She's a true icon.
I have lost complete and utter control at my house.
At least you know it. You can mark the tape.
I can. September 18th, 2018. There's something very funny that's been happening behind the scenes on the show. You know, Salt and his wife, Sarah, they just moved into a new house down on the South Shore. And they're going through all the trials and tribulations of owning a new home. And one of them is getting a refrigerator. And Salt has been coming in here every couple of days because he's been trying to get a refrigerator delivered to his house. And for some reason, you can't get it.
This is insanity.
When did you decide you were going to get a new refrigerator?
When we bought the house, because the old one was garbage.
So that was July 31st.
Yes, July 31st, we purchased the house. And we have an older house. It's like from the 1860s. So the doors are a little smaller. So there's only, you know, a certain size refrigerator that can fit in the house. That was refrigerator number one that I learned this about. Because so I bought one.
And it wouldn't fit?
It got delivered. They're like, we can't get that in. Strike one.
What? They couldn't like go through a garage to another door.
No, because the other door is coming into the kitchen.
Take out a window.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you come over and take out a window. Okay, so that's refrigerator number one.
All the while you have the newborn at the house.
Too. Yeah, we got a newborn baby there that wants, you know, cold milk and stuff like
planning
that.
Planning a wedding,
you know,
no big deal.
Yeah, all these things are happening. So let's move on to refrigerator number two. So I go to a store and I do the measurements and everything like that. I get a great deal on it. I schedule it for delivery. And then it was supposed to be delivered last weekend.
Okay.
But the weekend before, I get a call from said store saying, hey, we're delivering your refrigerator tomorrow. I'm like, no, you guys aren't scheduled till the 15th. And they're like, oh, okay. So then come to 15th, I'm like, oh, so you guys coming out today? They're like, no, we have no idea what's going on, and you're not getting your refrigerator for another couple weeks. So I was like, what? So okay. I got really angry at this store. I'm not going to mention the store's names, but I got really, really pissed. Okay. And I was yelling at the poor lady on the phone. I'm like, your customer service is garbage and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm like, cancel my order. So I'm like, I don't even want the fridge anymore. Cancel it.
Wow.
That's how mad I was because they literally weren't even going to do anything.
Did you have a refrigerator in the house at this time?
Yeah, we still had their old garbage refrigerator in the house. This thing is so bad. This is from like the 70s.
Right.
This refrigerator, I'm sure is leaking into our food as we speak.
Is it pea soup green
or
something?
It's actually rust red. So, because it's got a lot of rust on the outside.
Do you have, your ice maker is actually ice trays?
I don't even want to try that. Yeah. So, we just freeze buckets of water in there. So, the third one, let's move on to the third fridge. Yesterday morning, I go online and I order a refrigerator and it's perfect. And they're like, okay, we're going to schedule delivery later today. I'm like, great. Same refrigerator I got before, same deal. Everything's awesome. Yay. I get a call yesterday afternoon. The lady's like, I don't know why the system lets you order that refrigerator. We don't even have that.
You're kidding me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what?
Making me
itch. Honestly.
Yeah. So I'm like, you don't even have that. She's like, I don't know, but maybe I'll send you over to the appliance department, but I canceled your order just to let you know.
And this is a different store.
This is a completely different store. So these are three different stores that I bought these refrigerators
at. Oh, so the first one you bought didn't fit. Then you went to a second store.
Went to a different store because they didn't have the size that I needed.
You canceled that order.
Then I canceled that one. Now I'm on to the third store.
Right.
And then she cancels my order, sends me over to the appliance department, and she goes, oh, I don't know why she canceled your order. We would have had that next week for you. And I'm like, what?
Why is the universe working against you?
And I'm like, can you just redo my order? They go, no, we don't have any of your information. She canceled it all. I go, I'm holding a newborn right now. I can't do this.
Okay. A little early for that, but And I bet Sarah is just like, this is your fault. I don't know what you're doing, but this is on you.
No, the only thing I did right was I didn't tell my wife about any of this.
Oh, really? Oh.
She has no idea. Like, I don't tell her when I'm ordering the fridge or not. So she just, I just know, I just told her, our fridge is going to show up one day. Just trust me.
Okay.
One day.
All one day.
Right. We'll keep us posted.
Might be a
year from now.
Might be a Tuesday.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Okay, I know when you need good football gossip, you go to your favorite senator.
Capitol Hill it is.
Right. I'll get to that story in just a minute. But first, I want to talk about this story with Justin Bieber and his girlfriend, wife?
Fiance, at least.
Yeah.
Hailey Baldwin. Justin Bieber's marital status continues to leave people guessing. So Justin and Hailey did indeed secretly wed, at least according to Alec Baldwin. So while he was on the red carpet at the Emmys, he says, and I quote, they just went off and got married. They went ahead and did it without listening to anyone.
When your uncle spills the beans.
Uncle Alec, come on!
So do you think he really knows or he's just guessing?
Probably.
I think he knows.
It was in New York, right? Because they went to...
City Hall
Yeah,
there,
they went
right?
to City Hall there, so I'm guessing he would probably know.
But whether Alec really has any inside information remains to be seen, with sources insisting to TMZ that Justin and Hailey are not married and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Lies.
Okay, so Brady and Belichick will keep Josh Gordon in line. That is according to... Senator Elizabeth Warren.
How excited are you about Josh Gordon coming
to
town?
This is great. We think everybody does better when they've got Belichick and Brady on their side. That's how it works in New England. The Pats are a great team, but they always get better. So watch for them this week.
Watch for him this week. Hot takes with Elizabeth Warren.
Senator Warren, she is the biggest Patriots fan on the Hill, and she is straight up pumped for Josh Gordon in Foxborough. She says... They're definitely going to be able to keep him in line.
Oh, my Lord.
She's stoked. She said, you know, that would be an understatement to say that I'm even stoked. Although fans are obviously curious about the off-field antics, if you haven't heard, Josh Gordon is an amazing wide receiver, we think, because he really hasn't played a lot over the past 5 years.
Yeah, but he's not suspended. He's pretty good on the field.
I think he's played one game in the past 5 years.
I just want to say there's no way Elizabeth Warren uses the word stoked.
No, that's what
There's
she said.
There's not a chance.
I'm stoked.
Yeah,
I'm stoked.
That's exactly what she said. So there you go. Carson and Kennedy
presents You Can't Lick Salt. That's the past tense, right?
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Jackie is from Swansea. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Jackie is taking care of her 3-year-old niece, Rory, today. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Rory better not be helping you.
She's smart, so she might.
Okay.
Jackie, will you kick Salt out of the studio?
Salt, can you please leave the studio?
Sure, Jackie.
Nobody going to wish each other good luck?
Nope.
No. That's not his style.
A lot of bad blood here this morning. It's a trivia game. It's not even our money. Salt, calm down.
It's not how he rolls.
It's like we're taking the $100 out of his wallet. Jeez.
He's a man of pride,
yeah,
Carson.
I guess. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salt, you win that $100. He has, in fact, stepped into that other studio. He can't hear anything that is happening. Looking at his moderately sized board over there, Salt has 100. Shouldn't it be 100? Oh, it is 100 wins, only 13 losses. Question number one. Kaley Cuoco is going to be on James Corden tonight. She plays Penny on The Big Bang Theory. Which restaurant did Penny work at for years on the show?
I don't watch that.
Ask Rory.
Pluto Cafe.
The Pluto Cafe?
Okay. I like that.
Question number two. Bradley Cooper is going to produce the new Joker movie starring Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro. What 2012 Best Picture nominee did Bradley produce and star in with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro? Which movie?
Oh, my God. The dancing one.
Rory? Does Rory know? No.
No. Oh, God. Crazy Beautiful? Something like that.
Question number three. Ariana Grande is releasing a new perfume on Sunday called Cloud. It will be her 4th signature scent. Which of these is not a celebrity perfume brand? Which one is not?
Okay.
Curious by Britney Spears. Crush by Rihanna. Barbie by Nicki Minaj. Which one is not?
Crush.
Question number four. Monday's awards show was the least watched Emmy show of all time. Oof. How do you think Colin Jost is doing this morning? Did the first ever Emmys take place in the 40s, 50s, or 60s?
The 60s.
Question number five. On this date in 2017, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico and caused $90 billion in damage. What is the capital of Puerto Rico? Oh.
No.
Jacque.
This is not my day. I'm so good when I'm not playing.
All right, let's get Salt back in the
studio. And Salty's back. Sorry, Carl.
Oh, boy.
It's
oh
only
boy.
Up from here.
All right. Welcome back, Salt.
Hey.
Jacque got 0 out of 5.
Oh, no.
Was she concussioned as well?
Yes. I was even trying to get that. Rory in to help with answers.
Yikes.
The first ever
say
person,
a word. A letter. Just give me a letter.
You know what that is when you go 0 for 5, Jacque? That's called a Mel.
Mel.
Yeah.
Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Are you saying male?
Mel.
Mel.
Mel. All right, these are tough. Are you ready, Salt?
Sure.
Kelly Cuoco is going to be on James Corden tonight. She plays Penny on The Big Bang Theory. Which restaurant did Penny work at for years on the show?
Cheesecake Factory.
Game over.
I win.
Shakalaka.
I want another.
In your face.
Question number two. Bradley Cooper is going to produce the new Joker movie. Which 2012 Best Picture nominee did Bradley produce and starring with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert De Niro?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Now you're just rubbing it in her face.
In your face again.
Question number three. Ariana Grande is releasing a new perfume
Grande.
Called Cloud.
Brandy.
Which of these is not a celebrity perfume brand? Which one is not? Curious by Britney Spears, Crush by Rihanna, or Barbie by Nicki Minaj? Which one is not?
Crushed.
No, that is one. It's Barbie by Nicki Minaj is the fake one. Question number four. Monday's award show is the least watched Emmy show of all time.
Cool.
Did the first ever Emmys take place in the 40s, 50s, or 60s?
I'm going to go with 60s.
It was in the 40s, 1949, 2-0. Question number five. On this date in 2017, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. What is the capital of Puerto Rico?
San Juan.
That is correct. Nice job. Ooh.
Geography, catch it.
Oh, that was tough. So sorry, Jacque. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Leon Bridges at Aganis Arena on October 4th, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Tell Roy to do better next time, yeah.
I know.
Pay attention. what do you want to say to Jacque? Or what do you want to say to Salt before you go, Jacque? Sorry about that.
My name is Jacque Swansea, and I really, really can't like Salt.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.